Find yourself in a comfortable upright seated posture. If you're on the floor, if you're on a cushion, make sure that your hips are 2 to 4 inches higher than your knees. If you're on a chair, make sure that your feet are flat on the floor. Inhale, and as you do, let your attention come down to the base of the posture. As you exhale, feel that the torso rises up from the base through the crown of the head. Your face is soft. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your chest lifts and opens. Feel that the crown of the head is being drawn upward towards the ceiling, as though there were an invisible string holding it. Now take 3 long ujjayi breaths, filling first the lower lungs, then the mid lungs, and finally the top of the lungs. As you exhale, pull the belly in towards the spine to help the lungs expel old air. Allow the inhalation to be as long and slow as is comfortable. Allow the exhalation to be as complete as possible. Now make an intention for the session. Start by dedicating your practice, asking that it be of benefit to all beings. And take a moment to open yourself to the flow of grace, to the sense that you are being guided and held by the energy in the atmosphere, by the teachers and guides who are present in your life. Or you can use these words, may this practice be guided by the power of grace. And sense the air around your body, feeling the touch of the air on your face, feeling the atmosphere as a loving, supportive presence, holding and nourishing you. Find the location of the soft palate by touching it for a moment with the tip of your tongue. And then let the tongue relax onto the floor of the mouth. Begin to sense your breath flowing in through the nostrils, touching the nasal passages. Let the flow of the breath be easy, soft, having the feeling that you're inviting the breath, allowing the breath. Begin to sense it flowing up the back of the throat, almost as if each inhalation paints the throat with its soft, energetic caress. The inhalation now begins to flow into the soft palate. The inhalation touches the soft palate and then naturally rises up through the center of the head to the area inside the skull. And as you exhale, as the exhalation rises, allow your focus to flow through the center of the head, the Ajna Chakra. Begin to sense the touch of the breath touching and expanding this area in the center of your head. The inhalation flows with sensual fluidity through the nasal passages, touching the soft palate, rising up through the ajna in the center of the head. The exhalation flows into the center of the head and expands this region. As you nestle into the practice, allow your focus to gently become more and more softly centered in this flow of breath, in the opening in the center of the head that occurs with the exhalation. If it feels natural, you can add the thought hum, the mantric thought hum, to the inhalation, the mantric thought sa to the exhalation. Now, using your inner senses, begin to explore the sensations within the head, the sensation of the breath touching the soft palate, and the sensations within the Ajna Chakra, within this head center, as the exhalation gently and softly expands your awareness of this part of your being. Thoughts will arise, of course. Gently let them go as soon as you notice. And if the mind is moving, allow it to move within the confines of this space within the head, feeling into the soft palate and flowing upward with the inhalation. And with the exhalation, flowing through the center of the head, as your attention touches the front, the sides, the back, the top and bottom of this region. This is not an anatomical process of inner exploration. What you're exploring is the subtle space that is the inner body of the Ajna Chakra. So what you're touching with your awareness is the energies within this space. Gradually allow yourself to relax into this focus. At times you may want to coach yourself with a thought like soften or allow. Or if there is thinking going on, let go. Gradually allow the exhalation to connect the area inside the head to the area of the heart center behind the breastbone, almost as though your attention stretches downward. And again, this is not about finding the anatomical region, more about stretching and expanding the inner energetic sensations within the Ajna Chakra, so that they connect to and open the region behind the sternum. And this should be a kind of natural expansion. As the inhalation flows into the Ajna, down to the heart, feel as though the breath is moving inside this region, which may feel like an inner tube or chamber where your awareness is more and more present, more and more at rest. You may find it very restful to allow the mantra Hum Sa to rise and fall with the inhalation and exhalation. Little by little, begin to feel that the current of breath is flowing inside the whole area. Allow the breath to become lighter, more and more refined. As you sit with this awareness, you may begin to notice that the breath has become lighter and is expressing itself as an inner current of energy that now flows up to the top of the Ajna and just under the skull, down to the heart region. Not a breath that you take as deliberately as you were before, more a recognition of the subtle current of prana that is activated in this practice. Let yourself settle into the currents of breath, allowing your awareness to become more and more inward. Feel as though your awareness is riding the gentle upward and downward flow of the breath currents. Notice that you may be beginning to rest within the subtle body of the upper chakras, that there is not such a sense of distinction between the Ajna and the heart. There's nothing to do now but rest inside the inner body. At a certain point in the practice, the inhalation and exhalation begin to feel simply as though they're rising and falling within the connected Ajna chakra and the heart. You are no longer following the path to the soft palate, but simply allowing yourself to be carried deeper and deeper into the subtle body of the upper chakras. At some point, you may become aware of a very subtle luminosity in the region of the Ajna, almost like the light just before dawn. You may become aware of a feeling of restful, blissful peacefulness. And if this begins to happen, meditate on the luminosity, on the restful blissfulness, and always on the rising and falling currents of the breath. Allow yourself to take rest inside this subtle region of your being, noticing how, as the focus becomes more and more settled, as thoughts become less and less attractive, there is this sense of softly opening meditate at rest.